this is Gloss with Patch Bozard's Radio Dead Air, and I have Autumn here with Purgatory, here at DragonCon 2005. Autumn, tell me about Purgatory.
Basically, Purgatory is a fetish event that I started about 3 years ago based out of Charlotte. I'm a performer, and I got tired of traveling to perform.
Ah.
And there was nothing going on at the time, and I was like, well, fuck it. Might as well start my own event. And we drew about 150 people the first time. We did three main stage shows and kind of had like a little VIP play area. And since then, it's grown to draw crowds between 600 and 900. We have between 4 and 5 main stage choreographed performances. We've got go-go dancers when there's nobody on the main stage. We have side stage demonstrator areas. Black Garden does rope suspension and bondage constantly during the night. Dr. Spankenstein does needle play and fire play, and obviously spankings upstairs. We also bring in vendors to sell toys at a reasonable rate. Nothing, you know, not $200 and $300 toys, but, you know, just nice little floggers and paddles and whatnot for the novice. We also have a VIP area set aside with all of my personal equipment and experienced people that teach people how to play safely. It's an 18 and up event. We want everybody to come out. It's not invitation only. We promote to everybody, all age, creed, color, size, novice or not. We want them to come out and have a good time. It's not strictly a fetish event. It's a stigma that we're trying to overcome. It's a party.
Excellent. I like that. I've seen sort of the same thing down here with some of the secret rooms things.
Actually, Jason is a very good friend of mine, and I perform with him extensively, and he comes up and performs with me, actually. Single Cell Productions is the name of the company, that Torch and I run, and we do Purgatory. We also do a lot of other events and themes. In fact, we're actually doing a convention next year.
Excellent.
More details to come. But Jason with Secret Room has formed Southeastern Fetish Alliance.
Yes.
With us. And what we're trying to do is set up a circuit for performers, DJs, technicians, and everybody in this lifestyle to go in between and travel more through the different clubs.
Excellent. I'm one of those people that think that anything that promotes the philosophy of stay sane and consensual is a good thing. So I'm glad to hear that. I know Jason uses MySpace. Do you use anything like that for electronic networking? Website?
Yes, we do have a website, singlecell.us. Somebody created a MySpace account for us. I don't know what happened to it. I might have to start from scratch on that, but we do a lot of internet. We obviously have Yahoo groups.
Right.
We have one for the single cell staff only, and we have a larger one for the Purgatory of the show.
Okay, good. That sounds good. I may have to visit some year. I haven't gotten up that way since I lived in Columbia, and I'm in Birmingham now. But anywhere where I can buy a reasonably priced flogger, cuffs, whatever, sounds like a reasonably good event. Wait, I shouldn't say that on Nash's show, should I?
Sure you should.
Scratch this, Nash. You delete it. Oh, my.
Keep it, Nash.
What else can you tell us about Purgatory?
What would you like to know?
Let's see. Well, in addition, all right, as you said, it's more than just a fetish event. It's a party in general. What kind of bands do you normally bring in?
No bands at all. It's performance art.
All right, good.
Performance art. We bring DJs in. We got the dance floor going. What we want to do is we come in and redecorate the club as well. As soon as a person enters our club and our space, it's a different reality. And what we're trying to do is create a conceptual reality that is completely blown away and blows every sense away. You know what I mean? As soon as you walk in by the front doors, we have billboards up with pictures from last shows. You come in, we bring lighting technicians in to redo the lights. We've got the dance floors going. Everything stops for the main stage shows. They're choreographed. I mean, it's not just people getting up there and playing to music. I mean, everything's planned out and rehearsed. I spend a lot of time and money on these endeavors. And we want people to watch. We want people to feel comfortable. There is no dress code. Come wearing whatever you want, as long as your genitals are covered and nipples for girls. We always do the tape, which isn't a law in North Carolina because we're covered under the theater clause, but we don't want them to make a law against us, so we play on the safe side. We are working with law officials. We never get any hassles. We'd like to keep it that way. But we want it to be accessible to everybody. Nobody's born wearing eyeliner. Nobody's...
I left my liner pencil upstairs. Yes.
You know, I know in a lot of events, especially in the goth industrial community or the darker lifestyle community, it's when people walk in, they have a hard time being accepted because they're normal or straight.
Yes.
You know what? Fuck that. Just because you got picked on in high school does not give you the right to look down on somebody else for wearing a pair of chinos.
I like that attitude. That accessibility is important.
Now, very much so. Very much so. I mean, and people are more than welcome to dress up. Please dress up. Feel comfortable to do so.
makes sense. In building any consensual reality, one of the important things is to communicate to people the rules of acceptable behavior and what's normal. How do you do that?
We have guidelines, safety guidelines on our website. I also have signs all over the club basically stating that they're pretty to look at but don't touch. Feel free to buy people a drink. Or, you know, just because somebody's wearing a collar does not mean that it gives you the... You know, we
good.
And we have our own security, basically. We really don't have much problems. Believe it or not, we have less problems than a cover band concert would. Because the venue that we use only books concerts. They never do parties. There's no club based on this in Charlotte. And that's why we take our events and do them in different clubs. And it's, we have our own security. And it's pretty much a self-policing crowd. It's just, you have to tell people from, you know, nobody knows. Everybody has wrong impressions from MTV and Hollywood and whatnot. And generally, if you tell people that's not acceptable, they're cool with it and they move on, you know?
I like that. That's a useful thing, I think.
There's no point in causing a confrontation. It's just, it's a pain in the ass and there's no need for it.
So you have both accessibility and education, too, as people get to know things.
Absolutely. There's no point in picking a fight just because somebody didn't know the rules.
Excellent. I like that. You know, it's damn hard to interview somebody who's as tall and as lovely as you are. 6 foot tall, can I ask?
Flat-footed, I'm 5'10".
Oh, my God. Listeners, you have no idea. Gloss is having trouble talking here, which is a rare event in and of itself. So, do you have anything else, dear?
You've opened up Pandora's box, but you have to ask for something in particular. It would take years to digress on how much I have.
If I remember right, Pandora's box had that terrible thing hope in it. Oh, what a terrible thing. I'll leave it for that. And our listeners, all I can say is your imagination probably wouldn't do justice, but give it a try anyways. So this is Gloss with Radio Dead Air, and we've been talking to Autumn of Pandora, Purgatory, which is, of course, a premier event in the Charlotte, North Carolina area.
We also travel. Purgatory Roadshow, we go out to other clubs and events, and our performance groups come out and travel as well, which is what we're doing here and promoting. And I know he's wanting to cut this interview short, so everybody have an evil day and check out our website, singlecell.us.